Imagine for a second that you were standing on the manufacturing floor.
Okay.
You know the sound, that rhythmic mechanical thrum that you feel in your chest as much as you hear it?
Oh, yeah.
You're watching a high-speed, reel-to-reel plating line run. It is, in its own way, mesmerizing. It's industrial ballet.
It really is.
Thousands of stamp parts flying by every single minute. But then, I want you to imagine you put on a pair of special glasses. Let's call them CFO vision glasses.
And suddenly the picture changes completely.
It changes instantly. You don't see copper or brass parts moving. You see gold.
Right.
Streams of it. A river of liquid money.
Mm.
And here's the scary part. The part that keeps plant managers up at night. Through those glasses, you see 40% of that gold ending up in places where it does absolutely nothing.
40%.
It's not making electrical contacts. It's not improving performance. It's just there, sitting on the shoulder of a terminal or the back of a clip.
It is the manufacturing equivalent of pouring a bottle of vintage, incredibly expensive wine into a glass, but spilling nearly half of it on the tablecloth every single time you pour.
That's a perfect analogy.
And then... then you pay a specialized service to come in and clean the tablecloth, hoping to wring a few drops back out.
That is a painful image, but it's accurate.
Mm.
And in our industry, that tablecloth is the scrap bin.
It is.
We are starting today with a number that should honestly terrify or perhaps excite anyone managing a P&L in the electronics sector, 40%.
It's just a shocking number.
That is the amount of precious metal consumption manufacturers can reduce right now, without compromising a single micro-ohm of electrical integrity.
It sounds too good to be true, I know. It sounds like marketing fluff you'd hear at a trade show booth.
Right.
But when we look at the data, specifically regarding overplating, we realize this isn't about cutting corners.
No.
It is about cutting out a silent profit killer that has been baked into the process for decades.
And the stakes, well, they have never been higher. We aren't talking about saving pennies on a washer here.
Not even close.
In a world where a few microns of misplaced gold equate to millions in lost revenue, the standard approach to surface finishing, the way we've done it since the 80s, is functionally obsolete.
It really is, and that's why we are here.
Welcome to Reflections. I'm Oliver Watts.
And I'm Emma Rhodes.
Today, we are opening the doors to the executive suite and the engineering lab simultaneously.
A rare occasion.
If you are an engineer, a supply chain manager, or a QA professional dealing with high-stakes precision, pull up a chair. This conversation is for you.
We're going to be dissecting the tension between engineering perfection and financial reality. And usually, those two things are at war.
The mission today is straightforward. We want to help you streamline your processes, slash those ballooning costs, and hit those sustainability targets that are becoming non-negotiable for mission-critical components.
And we have to address the paradox right up front. We are seeing component miniaturization demanding higher performance and tighter tolerances than ever before.
The parts get smaller, the demands get bigger.
Exactly. Yet at the same time, we have market volatility. The costs of gold, silver, palladium, they are exploding.
It's the classic do more with less scenario, but on difficulty level. Nightmare.
Precisely. So, to navigate this, we are conducting a deep dive based on a significant industry white paper titled Selective Spot Plating, along with data from the field.
So real-world data, not just theory.
Real-world data. We are specifically looking at how Precious Plate, a leader in this space, is solving this global supply chain crisis through a geometry-first approach.
So let's get into it.
Let's do it.
First, let's look at why the old ways are failing us. We need to talk about the death of the blunt instrument.
That is a very apt way to describe it. To understand why we are in this mess, you have to look at the landscape shift.
Right.
Think about the devices in your pocket or your driveway. Think about 5G infrastructure.
Right.
Think about the rapid expansion of electric vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Think about wearable medical tech. What do all of these have in common?
They're small and they're everywhere.
They are incredibly small and they are incredibly dense. We are hitting what the industry calls the miniaturization wall.
The miniaturization wall. Break that down for us. Because small is relative. A toaster is smaller than a car, but we aren't talking about toasters.
No, we aren't. And that's a great point. In this context, the miniaturization wall is the point where the physical size of the component becomes so small that the traditional rules of manufacturing economics start to break down.
How so?
In the past, labor was the big cost driver.
Right.
You worried about how many operators you had on the line. You worried about throughput per man hour.
Right. Labor was the variable you tried to control. That was the line item you squeezed.
But today, In high-performance connector production, the material cost now outweighs the labor cost.
That is a massive shift. The metal is worth more than the work to shape it.
Exactly. And that changes the entire equation.
Okay, so that's the economic backdrop.
Yes. Now, let's look at the old way of pleating.
This is the blunt instrument we mentioned.
Right, traditional overall plating. This is where you might dip the entire component into the bath.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. Or maybe you use stripe plating, where you lay down a wide band of gold along the strip.
And to be fair, this worked for a long time. It was the industry standard.
It was.
Is how the grid was built.
It worked perfectly fine when gold was $400 an ounce.
Ah, the good old days. When you could afford to be a little sloppy.
And when parts were large. If you have a big, chunky terminal, say, something for a household appliance in 1995, a little extra gold on the side doesn't hurt.
The cost was negligible.
It was negligible compared to the assurance of coverage. But we aren't living in a $400 gold world anymore.
Not even close.
We are dealing with historic highs and massive volatility in silver as well. Using a dipping method today is, quite literally, financial suicide.
It brings us to this concept of the waste area. I think this is where the light bulb goes on for a lot of engineers I talk to.
It should. Think about the geometry of a modern connector. As the contact points shrink, because we are miniaturizing everything, the percentage of the part that doesn't need plating increases.
Right. The physics of it creates a divergence. If the part gets smaller, but the contact area gets exponentially smaller, the ratio shifts.
Exactly. So if you are using a broad stripe or an overall dip, you might be plating 90% of the surface area of a part.
Okay.
But functionally. Maybe only 5% of that surface area actually makes electrical contact.
So you're paying for 100% of the gold.
To utilize 5% of it.
That is painful math. That is math that gets people fired.
It is. The rest of that gold ends up on the carrier strip or on the back of the crimp or on a non-functional surface inside a plastic housing. It ends up in the scrap bin.
And you try to reclaim it, I'm sure.
And here is the kicker. Even if you reclaim it, you're losing money on the refining fees.
So you're paying to get back a fraction of what you wasted.
As the white paper puts it, you are subsidizing your own obsolescence.
Oof. Subsidizing your own obsolescence. That hits hard.
It does.
It implies that by holding on to the old process, you are actively funding your competitor's advantage.
You're paying for them to beat you.
And this creates a lot of friction inside companies, doesn't it?
It creates a war between the designers and the CFOs.
The eternal struggle. The Hatfields and McCoys of the corporate world.
The engineers want conductivity. They want reliability. They know that gold works. It's noble. It doesn't corrode. It conducts.
It's the gold standard for a reason.
It is. So their instinct is to say, plate it all, make sure it works.
Over-engineer for safety.
Right. But the finance team is looking at the bill of materials, the bullmen, and screaming because the cost is destroying their margins.
So what happens? What's the end result of that tug of war?
We get the worst possible outcome, the compromise.
The compromise.
Designers are forced to strip back performance to save costs. Maybe they use a thinner plating than they should.
Or a different material entirely.
Maybe they switch to a less reliable alloy. We end up with products that are just good enough rather than best in class.
And in a world of EVs and medical devices, just good enough is scary.
It's unacceptable. You don't want your pacemaker or your airbag sensor to be just good enough because the manufacturer wanted to save 12 cents on gold.
No, you definitely do not. So we have established that the blunt instrument is dead. The old way is bleeding money and compromising quality.
It's a broken model.
Next, let's unpack the technical pivot, selective spot plating. This is the geometry first strategy.
This is the solution. We have to move from a process first mindset, which is how do we dip this, to a geometry first strategy.
Which asks, where exactly in three-dimensional space do we need the metal?
Precisely. The technology is selective spot plating. Now, this isn't magic. It's high-end engineering.
So how does it work?
It uses proprietary masking systems and fluid dynamics to deposit metal only where it is functionally necessary.
Let's get into the hard data here. Because our listeners love specs. When we say spot, how small are we talking?
We are talking about precision capabilities that allow for plating areas as small as 0.25 millimeters.
0.25 millimeters. Mm-hmm. That is microscopic. Can you put that in context for us?
Sure. To put that in perspective, the period at the end of a sentence in a standard font is roughly 0.4 millimeters.
So we are talking smaller than a punctuation mark.
Significantly smaller.
That is wild. But what's even more impressive to me is the registration accuracy. It's one thing to make a small spot. It's another thing to put it in the exact right place on a moving strip of metal.
And that's the key. The registration accuracy is plus or minus 0.05 millimeters.
For context, that is tighter than the width of a human hair.
Correct. And remember, this isn't happening on a static table in a cleanroom lab where you have all day to align the microscope.
Nope, this is on the factory floor.
This is happening on high-speed, reel-to-reel technology, running at speeds exceeding 100 feet per minute.
That is the mind-blowing part for me. Hitting a target the size of a pinhead with the accuracy of a hair, while the target is moving at a brisk walking pace.
It really highlights that this is a marriage of disciplines. That's a key point Precious Plate makes.
It's not just one thing.
This isn't just chemistry. Anyone can mix a chemical bath. This is creative engineering.
Creative engineering? Huh? I like that.
It requires custom tooling and mechanical execution.
It bridges that gap between laboratory-grade precision and high-volume industrial throughput.
Yes.
Because you can have the best lab tech in the world, but if you can't scale it to millions of parts, it's useless to an automotive supplier.
Exactly. You need both. You need the elegance of the chemistry and the brute force efficiency of mechanics.
Okay, let's take a beat here. I want to do a quick reset for anyone listening who might be multitasking. Maybe you're driving or checking emails.
Good idea.
Here's what we have covered so far.
Takeaway number one. Traditional plating dipping or striping is obsolete.
Completely.
The combination of the miniaturization wall and skyrocketing metal costs makes it financially unsustainable.
Takeaway number two. The solution is selective spot plating.
Right.
You have to stop thinking about coating the part and start thinking about targeting the specific contact point.
And takeaway number three, the technology is here. We are talking about 0.25 millimeter spots with extreme registration accuracy at very high production speeds.
Okay, we're back. Now let's break this down further. The white paper identifies three pillars of value that drive this approach. I love a good framework. It helps make sense of the benefit.
Me too. It organizes the argument.
So pillar one is the operational pillar. This is about speed and workflow.
Right. If you're a manufacturing engineer, you hate complexity. You hate adding steps.
Every step is a point of failure.
Every time you touch a part, you risk damaging it. The beauty of this selective spot plating system is the custom design masking belts.
How does that work mechanically? Paint a picture for us.
Imagine a continuous belt. Think of it like a film negative strip that runs in sync with your product reel.
Okay.
This belt has cutouts that match your contact points exactly. It creates a seal against the metal strip, physically blocking the plating solution from touching the rest of the part.
So it's a physical barrier moving in perfect unison.
Yes. And because it's integrated into the reel-to-reel line, it provides extreme efficiency.
How does that compare to the old way of masking?
Compare this to the old days where you might have to apply a stop-off lacquer.
I've seen that. It looks messy.
It's incredibly messy. You'd paint the lacquer on the parts you didn't want plated, cure it, plate the part, and then wash the lacquer off with harsh solvents.
Which is messy, slow, and chemically hazardous. It's a logistical nightmare.
Exactly. This integrated masking eliminates all those secondary steps. It removes the bottleneck.
Which means less handling, less time, and fewer chances for things to go wrong.
Reduced lead times and significantly simplified workflows. That's the operational win.
It's huge.
You are taking a 12-step process and turning it into a one-step process.
Which leads us directly to pillar two, and this is the one the CFO cares about. The financial pillar.
This is the cost reduction pillar. And the math here is undeniable.
Let's hear it.
Let's go back to our example. Imagine you were plating a 5 millimeter stripe of gold to ensure you hit the contact area.
Okay, 5 millimeter stripe. Standard practice.
Now you switch to a 0.5 millimeter spot.
You've just reduced the gold surface area by a factor of 10.
In terms of raw area, yes. But when you factor in the process, we are consistently seeing a 30 to 50% reduction in precious metal surcharges.
That is massive. 50% off the surcharge. Can we explain surcharge briefly? I think that term gets thrown around a lot.
Sure. It's important. In plating contracts, you have a base price for the service labor, electricity, overhead.
Right, the cost of doing business.
Then you have the metal adder, or surcharge, which fluctuates with the daily market price of gold. If gold spikes, your surcharge spikes.
So it's the volatile part of the bill.
It's the part that gives you a heart attack. So by reducing the amount of gold you use, you are insulating yourself from that market volatility.
Exactly. You are lowering your exposure. And think about what that does for your competitiveness.
Oh, it's a game changer.
If you are bidding on a contract for a tier one automotive supplier, and you can come in with a price that reflects a 40% reduction in gold usage, you're going to win that bid.
You're going to win that bid every time.
But it allows for much more aggressive pricing. You aren't cutting your margin to win, you're cutting your waste to win.
Exactly. It's a competitive edge that is purely derived from efficiency. And in a tight market, that efficiency is the difference between keeping the lights on and closing the plant.
And finally, pillar three, the strategic pillar. This covers compliance and scalability.
This is crucial for the long game. You can't just hack together a solution. It has to be robust.
It has to stand up to scrutiny.
This process meets the most stringent standards, like the automotive IATF 16949 and aerospace standards.
IATF 16949 is no joke. That is a heavy-duty quality management system. That's not just checking a box.
It is not. It focuses heavily on risk management and defect prevention, and that's exactly what this technology enables.
And beyond quality, there's the environmental impact.
Hey, green electronics. We have REACH and Row HS compliance to worry about.
How does spot plating help there?
Well, it's simple. If you use less metal, you are using less chemistry.
Right. Less in, less out.
You are generating less chemical waste. You have less metal reclamation to deal with. It creates a cleaner, more sustainable manufacturing footprint.
So it's cheaper, faster, and greener. That is the trifecta.
It really is. And for companies that are publishing sustainability reports, which is basically everyone in the Fortune 500 now, this is a tangible win.
It's a real metric you can point to.
You can point to this and say, look, we reduced our chemical footprint by 40% on this product line.
That's a powerful story to tell shareholders. Mm-hmm. Now, finally, let's talk about trust and verification. Because I can hear the skeptics, the seasoned QA pros saying, sure, you say you can hit a 0.25 millimeter spot, but how do I know you hit it? How do I know it's not half a millimeter to the left?
That is the science versus art discussion.
Explain that.
The science tells us that overplating causes technical failures.
It's not just a cost issue.
No, it causes whiskering little metal crystals that grow and short out circuits. It causes fit issues. If you put too much gold on a connector, it might not click into the housing correctly.
Right. Tolerance stackup is real. If you add too many microns of gold, suddenly the pin doesn't fit the socket.
The art is the strategic frustration of trying to balance all these things.
Juggling cost and performance.
The fix, the verification, is taking the guesswork out entirely.
How do they do that?
They use X-ray fluorescence, or XRF, and automated optical inspection, AOI.
So they are X-raying the parts on the line?
Essentially, yes. XRF works by shooting high-energy X-rays at the material. The material then emits a secondary, or fluorescent, X-ray. The energy of that emitted X-ray is characteristic of the specific element gold, nickel, palladium.
So the machine effectively tastes the metal with light.
In a way, yes. It can tell you exactly how thick the gold is down to the microinch. And it can do this non-destructively.
Which is key.
In the old days, you might have to cross-section a part, cut it in half to measure the plating thickness.
Which is slow and destroys the part.
XRF is instant and non-destructive. It's real-time data.
And what about the AOI?
When you pair that with AOI automated optical inspection, which uses cameras and algorithms to check the position of the spot, you have a closed loop of quality.
So the machine knows if the spot drifted.
And it can flag it immediately. This is how you achieve those near 100% yield you talked about. You catch the drift before it becomes a scrap pile.
That connects back to the opportunity cost argument. If you are running a line and you have to scrap 10% of your run because of bad plating, that is machine time you can't get back.
It's gone forever.
That is labor you can't get back.
And in a just-in-time world, that could mean missing a delivery window.
Which means expedited shipping costs.
Which means angry customers. It cascades. The efficiency of the plating process ripples through the entire supply chain.
So the verification is about more than just quality. It's about overall business efficiency.
It utilizes advanced verification to ensure that the art matches the science. You get exactly what you pay for right where you need it.
No guesswork.
No guesswork. And this is backed by real-world data from Tier 1 automotive partners. They don't just say they can do it. They have the charts to prove it.
It brings us back to that concept of opportunity cost.
Yes. We need to reframe the discussion. The problem isn't just gold is expensive. Everyone knows gold is expensive.
That's a given.
The problem is the opportunity cost of inefficiency.
It's what you could be doing if you weren't wasting that money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Visualize that high-tech facility again. But this time, imagine the yields are near 100%. Imagine the precious metal spend is optimized to the cent. Imagine you aren't fighting fires about costs. You can focus on innovation. That is the opportunity.
It's a compelling vision.
It's the only way forward.
Let's hit another reset for the multitasker. We've covered a lot of ground.
Reset number two, takeaway one. The financial impact of selective spot plating is massive, up to a 50% reduction in surcharges. That goes straight to the bottom line.
Takeaway two. This isn't cowboy engineering. It's fully compliant with automotive and aerospace standards like IATF 16949.
And takeaway three, it utilizes advanced verification. XRF and AOI ensure that the precision is real.
So we are nearing the end of our deep dive. What is the conclusion here? What is the logic of evolution?
The logic is simple. The era of good enough is over.
It's dead.
Market volatility isn't going away. Component tolerances aren't going to get looser. They're going to get tighter.
The pressure is only going in one direction.
Sticking with the status quo, sticking with overall plating, is a recipe for shrinking margins.
It's slow death.
It is. Competitive advantage now comes from precision. Selective deposition isn't just about saving money. It's about enabling growth targets that were previously hampered by those exploded bill of materials costs.
It's a philosophy, really. Every micron matters.
It is. And it represents a shift in the relationship. You stop looking at electroplating as a commodity service.
Here, dip this for
right me. Here, dip this for me. And you start seeing it as a strategic partnership. You need a partner who can do that deep dive consultation.
That's a great place to land. It's not just a vendor, it's a partner. You need someone who is invested in your geometry, not just your volume.
Exactly.
I want to spend just a minute on that idea of partnership, because it can sound like a buzzword.
It often is, yeah.
But in this specific case, with Precious Plate, it actually means early involvement.
Right. It means bringing the plating engineer into the design phase.
Which rarely happens, right? Usually, the designer finishes the CAD, sends it to the stamper, who sends it to the plater.
And by then, it's too late to optimize. The concrete has set.
So what's the benefit of bringing them in early?
If you bring the surface finishing engineer in early, they might look at your connector design and say, hey, if you move this contact point 1 millimeter to the left, we can use a standard masking belt instead of a custom one and save you $10,000 in tooling.
Wow. Just a simple geometric shift.
Or they might say, if you change the carrier strip configuration, we can run this 20% faster.
That is the value of the technical quote we mentioned earlier. It's not just a price tag, it's an analysis.
It's a consultation.
So you've listened to this and you're thinking, okay, I need to know if my parts are bleeding money. We have an immediate action plan for you.
We like to break it down by friction level.
Low friction. You just want to dip your toe in.
The easiest first step.
Download the Plating Design Checklist. It's a simple tool to see if your current parts are candidates for spot plating. You can find that at preciousplate.com.
Medium friction. You want to run the numbers.
For the analytically minded.
Use the savings calculator on the site to estimate your ROI or watch the Economics of Gold webinar. It goes even deeper into the market trends we touched on.
And high friction, which is really high reward, request a technical quote.
This is where the real work gets done.
Stop guessing. Let the engineers at Precious Plate analyze your CAD files. They can tell you exactly what is possible.
And since we are all about connecting people, here is the direct line. You can actually talk to a surface finishing engineer.
The number is 716-283-0690. Again, that is 716-283-0690. Or visit preciousplate.com.
And get on the email list. The insights there are valuable. Don't let your margins disappear into the scrap bin.
Oliver Watts here.
And Emma Rhodes.
Keep refining your process.